The idea behind City Plus, I think, is wildly compelling. Cities are used to needing to communicate to their citizenry, but it's kind of a new idea to say, can the citizenry communicate back? Even when those questions are quite temporary, you know, if we're dealing with a crisis right now where people need to know where resources are, that might only be relevant for a day or a few hours. But be able to answer all those questions immediately, that's the important part.
So in the scenario where you are having something like an earthquake happen, you can't reliably say that there will always be cell coverage, and you can't reliably say that there will always be data coverage. So in this case, we can use the bot framework to be the middleman in the cases where either one or the other service may or may not be out. The other part of the bot framework that you can use is natural language processing. So we can be a little more flexible. If someone asks, where's the blanket near me? There's probably 1,000 ways to say that in English. We can have some flexibility there in terms of finding them a blanket that's actually near them.
So if you think about what a bot ultimately is, it's a natural language interface. So it's the ability to take written or spoken word, and ultimately the spoken word gets turned into written word, and then parse it effectively and map it against the set of data to say, can I answer this question? Now, there's a bunch of moving parts in there. And so really what the bot framework is about is pulling all those pieces together in one place so that a developer who's not wildly experienced in things like natural language interfaces and language parsing can get it to work. Right, the really complicated science that's buried in the framework, you just get to call to it.
We will also be using Power BI to drive dashboards to help respondents know which areas are really adversely affected, know what the impacts are, and then they can put the responders in the right locations.
This is where the machine learning pieces and data analytic pieces come in, that in real time to be able to take that stream of data from all of these calls and be able to organize it quickly and show essentially unexpected hotspots, right? A demand for this particular thing in this place.
There'd be potentially tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that would be using it, and that's when you really need the scale. So that's kind of the exact scenario where something like Azure provides that, where the second that there's a natural disaster and there's, you know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people trying to log on and see what the status of things are, Azure can do that extremely quickly, and then it should be very cost effective over time where they're not using it, and then the other times when they're really, really under demand.
This platform as a service mindset is about, I don't want to build the plumbing. I have an idea and I want to assemble the idea and only write the code that's your secret sauce, right? Figuring out how to implement a machine learning algorithm, that's actually plumbing, right? Figuring out how to solve your problem with machine learning, that's your secret sauce.
The deeper understanding that how we can leverage other capabilities of Azure that we always saw in the dashboard, I never thought that it is that easy to just use them and offer completely a complementary solution at the top of our solution. Use this function, connect with IoT, use this function and build a very Power BI embedded. We've been using Power BI and wanted to use Power BI embedded, but testing that and using it in a way that we were introduced by Microsoft people, it was very interesting. We re-architecture the solution in a way that can scale while we are learning to use the same services, but now in a way that we can deliver a solution using Microsoft infrastructure to offer a solution that can be adopted in a fraction of time and cost for our potential clients. It is a big success for us.